up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank, where they're proud where they come from and excited for where they're going. They are Nebraska in a bank. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be. Member FDIC.
Nebraska in a bank.
Proud where they come from. Yes. Yes. Excited where they're going.
Exactly. You got it. Pinnacle Bank.
Tell you what, that's exciting. And they said the big thing about Pinnacle is all you think about is, well, you know, Lincoln and PBA and Omaha like that. No, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. PBA's
Beatrice
everywhere.
Has Pinnacle Bank.
Yeah. Expansion.
Pinnacle Bank is everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Fremont. That's, I think I saw one in Fremont.
I think you got one in Fremont. Do, when
sure,
you're doing
sure
your
Columbus
shows
has
down
several
there.
Of them, I'm sure.
Do you think so?
Oh, absolutely.
I bet Columbus has more than one branch.
Yeah. That's what they do. So Brian has built. He's expansion. Crete's Mar. Got one. Crete's got one. We got one right there.
Crete.
Yeah.
Connor's he's already blossoming.
He's, I like it. It's like that. I love it sometimes like that. I don't know if he listens to the show, though. Sometimes he'll be in there and we'll
he
say
does.
Something.
He's, oh, he does.
He's listening. Do you listen to the show in there, Connor?
He's okay. A breaker.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. No, he's listened for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Connor joined, it wasn't like, okay, now what are you guys doing? He knows all about, you know, Stump the Sipples.
Think about these guys. Think about these guys at Pinnacle Bank. You mentioned Brian Morrow.
You don't even know it. Stump the Sipples.
They got Brian Morrow. They got Doug Gans, who brought us Rubens before from the LCC.
Okay, that's he's PBA.
He's Pinnacle Bank.
That's Dougie G.
Dougie G.
You kidding me?
Yeah, he's Pinnacle Bank.
Those Rubens were special.
Oh, yeah, G Daddy.
We got
yeah.
James Mowitz. We got yeah. Jeff Pippett. Yeah. We got okay. Aaron Sunberg. There's just so many great people at Pinnacle Bank.
Aaron,
they,
are you kidding
they
me?
Were here for our party, too.
Yeah. They show up. They appreciate.
For Thanksgiving Eve.
Thanksgiving
y'all
Eve.
Y'all were here.
Appreciation.
Aaron Sunberg.
Yes.
Yes. Connor did not come to our appreciation day.
He was listening to the show back then, too. Yeah. He was a listener. Now
he's been listening for how many years, Connor? Three? How many years have you been listening?
2 years.
2 years. I know he listened in high school. I know that.
Crete. Crete High.
He's a Cardinal.
Yeah. Yep. Big corner. Weird.
Big corner.
Very odd.
Should have asked Bombeck what position he thought he'd play. That'll be the new thing when people meet him for the first time.
You'd say OLB, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say OLB?
Pass rusher.
Yeah.
Bob Swat.
Yeah.
Yeah. God speed dang. To power.
Crete must be pretty good if they have a corner that looked like that.
Yeah. Must have been. Well, in 63, McSafety beat him in that championship game from Cozad. McSafety was playing what position?
Safety.
Where else would he be?
Where else?
You know he's very rangy.
He was walking me through details of that game also the other day when he was here.
63.
A big third down conversion. They had to win the game.
The big third down conversion.
Back in 1963.
And he was playing for...
For Cozad.
Yeah.
Cozad versus Crete.
I bet he had a neck roll on.
He probably did.
Yeah.
Big hitter.
Yeah.
He's a little safety. McSafety's not that big.
Feisty, though.
Was, yeah.
Very feisty. Very feisty.
Thank you to Pinnacle Bank for sponsoring
McFeisty.
Hour 2. McSafety was McFeisty back then, yes. Okay, portal update, Sip. We have some news yesterday.
What do we got? Things are breaking now.
Kenneth Williams goes into the portal. Nebraska's kick returner had a big return against Maryland for a touchdown. Also, other big returns on the season.
Yeah, that was something, right?
Yes. Against Northwestern as well.
Somewhat
big touchdown.
Odd because of the when was there at some point in time in the game? Like he like had a huge return, touchdown return. They got a scholarship like that day.
Northwestern game.
In the locker room. Is that when he got the scholarship?
No, it was actually Maryland.
Yeah.
He had a long return that didn't go for a touchdown.
But the next week they beat Northwestern, and he had a return in that game for touchdown.
I mean, this was he was second team All Big Ten as a return specialist. Now, yeah, Kenneth Williams is who we're talking about. And it was Sean called it a surprise development in the article I'm looking at. I think it's a surprise. Now, I think what's going on is Kenneth Williams wants to be a running back. He wants to go be a running back. And I think he's down the pecking order at Nebraska. So
because Nebraska can bring somebody, and they have a couple, because they were never, he was never really in the mix in this last game. He was fourth at best on the depth
chart.
He
was fourth. I'd say he was fourth. Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, if you want to playing football is the most fun.
Yeah.
Like that. So, I mean, if you want to be, you know, 20 carries, I don't care where you're at, like that. You want to play. The practice part in football, it's miserable.
Oh, God.
It's not, and I'm saying miserable, but it is.
Can be.
And also, you practice basically year-round.
Right.
And if it's like, okay, what? And then also, here's the next thing, a kickoff return. What is it? They just kick the ball out of the end zone.
A lot of times. Or they kick it to the other guy back there.
Yeah.
In the case of the bowl game, it was Ja'Cory Barney. Williams was back there, but they're kicking it to Barney.
Yeah.
And Barney has returned it to the 14. Yeah. It might have been a little
disheartening. So they can, first of all, as a kickoff returner, they can just limit your touches.
Right.
They can just say you're not touching it.
Right.
If they want to, or kick it out of the end zone, whatever they can do. And so you might go into what do you have for returns this year? I bet he had like
a lot. He had
like 10?
395 kickoff return yards.
He had two big returns, obviously, but
12 returns.
So I mean 12 times.
12, that's it.
You averaged not even one a game.
Yeah, 12 returns.
Yeah. So that's not your time. Yep. You put in for that to say I played on 12. Now, was he also covering kicks? I don't know that.
Covering, don't know. Five, but he did
was
have
he on
five.
A kickoff team? Was I, he a course?
Yeah, I should know, and I don't. Five carries for 22 yards. I heard he's going to Michigan State to visit. How about that? Michigan State. Also, Brian Tapu had entered the transfer portal. Brian Tapu just is probably couple years away from being ready and will play a level down is my guess.
I don't know him.
He was coached in high school, West High School in Layton, Utah.
Okay.
By Tony Finotti.
Okay.
But Tapu he's entered the transfer portal. I don't imagine he'll be back. Nebraska did land, as I told you, Anthony Jones. We talked about him. He's the UCLA defensive lineman.
Five for five
guy. We've talked about him. That was expected, and I expect today they'll land Kwazi Gilmer.
Okay.
We've talked about him. He'll be a starting receiver if I don't know what the holdup is. I imagine that'll happen today. Kwazi Gilmer's a UCLA receiver, 6'2", 190, 80 catches the last 2 years.
The question people have regarding Anthony Jones from UCLA.
Okay.
Is he coming to start or is he a backup? Because the stats indicate if he's a starter, people are concerned if he's a starting.
I don't think you'd hand. Line. I mean, what you're talking. I don't think you'd hand him the starting job. What you're talking about is an end in the four down front opposite Winery. He might be that guy. There's other candidates though, you know. So I mean I don't. You want me to hold on? No, I don't know. I don't know for sure if he's a starter. That might be a depth piece. The guy they're bringing in from Colorado, there's a guy visiting yesterday from Colorado that looks depth piece to me. His name is Tawfiq. I'm going to say Tawfiq. Tawfiq Thomas. He'll be a fifth-year player. He came from Colorado. He only played four games for Colorado this year because he was injured. He got injured, missed the final eight games, began his career at Louisville, and then transferred to CU. Not big stats. He's not a big stat guy. This past season, 95 snaps in those four games, one sack, one QB hit. So I guess he did all right. He actually graded really well now that I'm looking at this. PFF grade of 81.3 overall. But he's the only 300-pounder that I've seen visit. And, you know, I'm fixated a little bit on, you get, like, Jones is 265. He's not an interior. They got to get interior guys. So Thomas is that. So Thomas may be a starter. Maybe. I don't know. He's hurt. There's questions, like on Dexter Foster, the linebacker from Oregon State, missed seven games this season with a knee injury. Is he recovered? Is this guy recovered? Those are the things we'll find out from Rule when he talks again. Then there was a corner prospect that popped on the radar just out of nowhere, which is Florida International, which is basically nowhere. A veteran corner from Florida International, Victor Evans, So he was here yesterday. He said it's going great. Still getting things figured out, but I may end up signing. It's his only visit to this point. I don't know if he's going on any others. Victor Evans the third is a 6'1", 180-pound corner, and they do need some corner depth. And maybe be a starter.
What do you think the consensus is from the text line regarding the class so far?
I don't know.
What's the text line saying,
Jake? They're concerned about the defensive line.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. Right. I mean, again, it wasn't great last year. And so far, I don't think that these additions are game changers for Nebraska. Maybe I'm wrong, but
no, they need to, the history would not indicate that. They need to get somebody in the interior.
So right now, here, let me give you an example of the difficulty. Tell us right now, in the just say the playoffs,
okay.
Tell us about the two best defensive interior defensive linemen you've watched.
Early break with Sip, Jake, and Bill Bush is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. The new year doesn't require a new you, maybe just a less burdened you. Therapy can help more easily identify what weighs you down or holds you back by offering an unbiased perspective to better understand your relationships, motivations, and emotions. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is one of the world's largest online therapy platforms, having served over 5 million people globally. And it works, with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp makes it easy to get matched online with a qualified therapist. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
Go ahead. I got to look up something.
No, and I need you to answer this.
Oh.
Who are the best two?
The best two that I've watched this year in the interior line. I don't know. I've seen some good ones. Like last night, those Miami guys are really good.
Do you have any names?
I don't have a name.
I don't know names.
That's my point. Is like yeah, nothing's jumping out where it's. That's how hard it is.
Yeah.
I know.
That's how hard it's been. Matter of fact, when they're on the first play of the game, Miami defensive lineman, who's a 300-pounder, who's been injured, got hurt. And the guy they brought in, what'd they say right away? Not really built to be in here. He's about 250 yep. or so.
Ooh, really? In, yeah. Really?
And it was like, no, he's, really? Not, he's not the big body that you're looking for in there. My point is, how many guys, talk about pass rush, we'll talk about different spots, talk about linebackers, we'll talk about different people, but just that's how hard it is right now. Who was the best? I mean, Georgia didn't have it. Georgia didn't have anybody. He just went like going, oh, wow.
Is this, though. Sometimes when you look at teams like Miami, you see, you're like, okay, they're good up front.
Oh, they are good up front. No, I'm not saying they're not, but I'm saying you don't have even the name notoriety.
Like you don't have the Sue.
Yeah, you don't have some. where you just go, hey, this guy.
I don't see Sue out there anywhere anymore, by the way. So Nebraska's guys that you're talking about. See, this is why people are clamoring. Okay, you got Van Poppel back. Van Poppel's got to take a big jump. He'll be a junior. He's got to take a big jump. He's got to have a great offseason. They played Sua Lefetu, a lot in the bowl game, like 29 snaps, which he hadn't played 29 snaps all year. And he played 29 or so in the bowl game. He's got to jump. Gabe Moore, he only played 3 snaps in the bowl game. These are all interior guys. that you're looking at.
And you got injured Terry, right?
Yes, Tyson Terry. Yeah. He'd be an inside guy. Yeah. They're counting on.
They're counting on him big time.
You think they are. Yes. You're right. Now, when I talk about those defensive end positions, Winnery's almost guaranteed to be a starter on one edge, right? Now Lenhart could be your other edge starter. You asked me the question, is this, what's his name from UCLA? Anthony Jones,
yeah.
Yeah, is he a certain star? No. I mean, Lenhart would probably be the favorite now.
But both those guys, they didn't do enough this year. They would tell you they didn't do enough this year.
No, they didn't. No, Lenhart will be a senior, and he's got to end on a big note.
So if you run it back with those guys, it wasn't good enough. That's why you have rightful concerns by the fan base about defensively what they're going to do.
100.
And get better.
Now, Petchak is another guy you could put on that edge opposite Winnery, and I think he'd be pretty good. But no inside guys, not enough, still not enough. You're hoping that Hufkin can
what's his name?
Hufkin!
Thank you.
Can get better. But there's not a lot. There's not a lot. Lefatu, Van Poppel. No, they got to get one more. They got to get this Colorado guy is what I'd be thinking right now. So there you go.
I have a question from Aaron on the text line.
Please.
He says, Bill, you always reference that Mass kicks ass. However, the Indiana line is not that big, and they kick ass. How are they doing that, and how can schools basically be like that?
Yeah, to counter that, I guess what I really meant when I say Mass kicks ass, it does. You know what they look like, and big guys do work. But what I really meant was line play kicks ass.
Yep. Yeah.
Is what I meant more so than just Mass kicks ass. Because there are some guys that aren't. If you watch, I mean, there's a couple players on the field last night where you kind of looked at them and go, I don't know if that's what they look like, but wow, watch them run and play and do the things they do. So the Mass part of it is big, because I have seen sometimes when I used to watch, we'd watch the run game stuff against Alabama. And then you always had both views. You have a view. So you ever have different views. So there's always end zone shot from both ends, because you always want to watch the side you want to watch. So sometimes we'd put on both end zone views, and you'd see Alabama from behind, and it was like, oh. I mean, it was just mass, and they could move with it. Mm-hmm. Where Indiana is so good is they're not massive. Like I said, that's been talked about.
The O-line's not.
But they are really.
What about the D-line?
They're pretty massive.
They're pretty
good.
Big up front.
But my point is that what I really mean more so than mass kicks ass is line play kicks ass. That's what you have to have. And everyone right now, and guess what? The team that's currently out didn't have it.
Ole Miss. Now
they did on the O-line, because if you watch them, they blocked Miami.
They did. And that's a great defensive line.
Yeah,
they did not get pressures, rush. I mean, they blocked Miami last year. They had
their
chances.
D-line doesn't look like much, Ole Miss.
No, it was...
Chunky boys.
Well, before that, I mean, Georgia was going like 10 yards a carry.
Bam.
I mean, they were just hammering them.
Wrecking ball.
Just hammering them. That was the concern going into the game. I'm going like, hold it now. Miami's going to build it. And they did do that.
Did you call them chunky boys?
Yes. Watch Oregon's line, O-line. Look at just when they trot to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it should look like. Isaiah World is what you need. Their left tackle.
And then it was on Nebraska tried to get.
God, they tried to get him.
Yeah, it's literally impossible to win it all without having.
Oh.
You saw it last night. And then when you were watching that game last night, because obviously I wanted Ole Miss just because of the storyline. But as I'm watching, I'm going like, okay, if they win this, I don't see how they can win the championship.
Ole Miss.
I don't know how they can win this the whole thing.
Because of D-line.
And I'll tell you what, it wasn't just D-line. Back end, they had a guy get hurt or like that. But if you watch when like that the screen that went for about 50 for a touchdown, boy, they had chance. And then there was one early on, probably one that I wouldn't say you ever used the term cost him the game, but they would have held him to a field goal early, and they had four guys miss a tackle. A guy had a hold of his ankle, and about it was 6 yards short, and he broke out of it. It was Tony again, right?
Yeah, Malachi Tony. Yeah, right. Tony.
They had four guys missing.
Yep.
If they tackle him, they got to kick the field goal.
You're right.
The score's like at that time, it's 3-3. It's 3-3. They got to kick a field goal. That changes the game, and they just couldn't do it. They couldn't tackle him, and so that's why they had so much zone coverage last night. Ole Miss did. They just. And even in the man stuff, they just struggled. They really struggled in the back end. So all the way through, all levels at Ole Miss. So give them credit. Give Pete Golding credit. Give them like that. They got within, they were ahead with 18 seconds or with whatever it was, 20 seconds, with 19 seconds to go. Mm-hmm. They were ahead somehow.
Yep.
I don't even know how. It was 42 to 18.
Yeah.
They ran 30 something more plays, and with 19 seconds left, they're ahead.
I think it said that Miami had four drives of 13 plus yeah. plays. That's insane.
Oh, it's devastating too. It's just, oh, it just guts you as a coach. And each, and they were just, like I said, they'd make a play. They'd make a play. The only time they got out of whack was if they got themselves out of whack with a penalty or something.
I'm glad Nebraska fans aren't taking their eye off the ball. I mean, they don't take your eye off of it. They got to get better up front. O-line, I'm a little more confident in right now, but they got to get more on the D-line. Where, I don't know if you still can in the portal.
Where are they at?
We have a week to go.
Where it's are late. They at with where are they at with re-signing? Is there any other like words out there like, okay, maybe we could lose a – what if they said – you mentioned it. What if you lost an Evans? What if you lost a
– Center.
Center.
Justin
Evans. Oh, Justin Evans.
What if you lost a couple of players? I mean
– It's getting late. Like those guys, I don't know. I'm not hearing of anybody else going.
I just wonder if anybody else is going. No. Someone like that can also – someone that is very good can command so much money late.
Is that right?
I mean, just think about it. All of a sudden –
Desperation.
All of a sudden someone pops right now.
Yeah.
And people are going like, hold on.
Right.
We got – because guess what? There's no – here's why. There's no Portal 2.
You can't lose Evans.
This is it. But before you kind of went, hey, listen – there's another portal yet. This is it.
I don't want to say you can't lose him because you could slide Brendan Black in there, the new Iowa State guy, I think. But you don't want to lose him.
I just threw him out there for someone that's starting, was a good player, mm-hmm. tough player. That's right now would be the more devastating part than who you sign would be if you lost somebody right now.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything like that. So, and the losses so far aren't killer. Except for, I mean, I don't even
Davis
wanna,
hasn't even committed anywhere yet.
Yeah, Keona I don't Davis. Even want to say Keona Davis is a killer because I don't. You play that game where you say it's a killer, then you look at his stats and you're like, no. I mean, not really. You know, I mean, he's got a lot of potential, and you want him back. But to say killer, no. You can make up for that. I mean, Petchak and Lenhart are pretty good.
Lenhart, yeah.
Well, I know what you're saying, but.
Did he play much this year?
Yeah, he played a ton.
Did he?
He played a ton, yeah.
I don't remember him a lot.
He was good early. He flashed early, then was just kind of stable as he went. He was a true freshman.
Mm, yep.
True freshman playing up front in the Big Ten is not easy, but he's a combat guy.
One week to go in the portal. Goes till next Friday. Don't
worry. Just you're only halfway remember, through. You can sign guys. There's in the portal. Doesn't mean that they...
Because
right now there's over 4,000 in the portal.
Yeah. Got to keep battling.
Yeah, I tell you one thing. That's where the semester stuff gets insane. Generally, you have the normal time would be 2 weeks, and there's always going to be adjustments. 2 weeks after school starts to still get them in. Well, I talked to my good friend for a long time there, Dave Bronco Mendenhall at Utah State. They started classes on the 5th.
That's early.
Yeah.
That's really early
and
for
college. And they get basically 2 weeks to get guys in. So think about this. They're right now, it's like they've already been through a week of school. They have one more week of school, if it's like, we can't get them in. I mean, so they're trying to, you have to work with administration. Mm-hmm. Be like, hey, listen, we have to have a plan here. If all of a sudden, say someone's in the portal, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, it's February 4th, and it's like, hey, listen, we need to take this guy, and can we take him? And it's like, well, we can't get him in school. Well, most places can get him in. They really can. And Nebraska, I would imagine, is pretty good at that also.
Before we get to break, Bill, the three words you don't want to hear when it comes to IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Oh, no.
God.
No.
Start the year off being hacked?
No.
We were hacked Imagine yesterday. That. We got to figure it out, though.
We got hacked.
Felt like we were hacked. Now we're back. Video's back. Call line's back. We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
And you can be like us and use our friends at Applied Connective Technologies.
Be like us.
In all 93 counties
be like
of
Will.
This state. 99.8% retention rate.
That's retention.
All things IT and cybersecurity. A free consultation is available to you at AppliedConnective.com.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Will.
At Applied Connective. They're growing like crazy. Grow with them. Applied.
We need to get an office in Beatrice?
Sure.
I think we do. Will, let's try
protect
to
my
office
city.
With your dad.
Yeah.
He, that'd be he great. Office is in Lincoln, though.
Oh.
I think he's
in Beatrice, though.
Hold it now. Your dad's, is he drinking warm salt water yet?
It's getting close.
We're rolling.
I'd say next week it starts kicking up.
Does it next week? Starts going tax season.
Oh, yep. That means, yeah. Oh,
tis the season. Yeah.
Trix is in that world too now.
Okay.
No, she doesn't get days off this time of year.
They clam. They wait for mid-April, and then things are great again.
It's all debits and credits.
When we come back, Dr. Love, text or call.
Oh, yes.
Your love questions, 464-5685. Dr. Love is next on Early Break on the Ticket.